Okay, so this is Kathy Chapman, and I am going to be bringing in some fascinating beings on the other side. One is Amma will be introducing everything to us, and then my sense is she is going to turn us over to the encodement formulator, who is going to give us some more in-depth information about encodements. And I was just thinking I probably ought to mute everybody. I just kind of like to hear your energy. Does that make sense, to hear your energy?
Yes.
So yeah. I tell you what, why don't anybody who has background noise just hit star six. And if I find background noise, I can identify it through here, so we'll get it done. And I'll just remember not to mute myself, which I've done in the past. All right. So if you would please go into your heart source, and for those of you who are just learning how to do this, focus on the front of your heart center and move in as deep as you can. Now move into the back of your heart center, again, staying as deep as you can, keeping your attention on both the front and the back. And believe me, it gets easier as you learn how to do it. Now bring your attention to the front of the third eye and go deep within. And now into the back of the third eye, going deep within. Now just connect the heart and the third eye with a beam of energy moving from the heart to the third eye. Send that beam of energy straight up to the center of the universe. Don't worry about where that is. And straight down into the center of the earth. So there's seven basic steps. Asking the encodement technicians to please remove any and all artificial encodements which are interfering with the complete and full activation of your heart source on all seven layers. And I'm asking them to please repair any damaged or altered natural encodements which are interfering. There you go. Now, if you will just see, sense, feel a beam of energy going from your heart to my heart. Thank you. And if you will also just ask, form the intention to send also a beam of energy to everybody else in the group. There you go. Feel that? And now we're all connected. And with this connection that we have, we are forming a force field around the energy of this conference so that only the highest energy comes in. And now here comes Amma. Well, my dear ones, I can't tell you how excited I am to have all of you here. And when I say all of you here, that's even those of you who are listening to the recording and were not able to be here on the call live, as you call it. The reason I'm excited is that it was many years ago, more than a decade, that I started to bring in, through this one, the information on encodements. And I want to tell you that this one thought that maybe she was going a little bonkers because she couldn't believe that something like this that was so easy could come in through her. This is when she first started doing this work that you call channeling. And there have been many, many reports over the years from many people, and of course she's experienced herself, and you have experienced yourself, the power of this very simple process of working with encodements. Now, I am actually going to step back for much of this because you will be talking to or listening to various beings. You call them beings. I call them loved ones, who will be discussing what encodements are and the intricacies of encodements. Because in the book that you receive, the first book, that is a beginning primer regarding encodements. Talk about it being, well, you have to have more than first grade understanding to be able to begin to assimilate it. But you are now going to be receiving some advanced information as you have come to learn more and more. And as the encodements have been used, they are being used much more frequently. And believe it or not, the encodement technicians and the encodement formulators are learning much as you work with them. Because what you may not understand is that they have always worked on your encodements, but they have done it as you have done other processes, as you've done other healing experiences, as you have done other prayer and meditation. It is relatively new that they have worked on the encodements with you specifically asking. So now the encodement formulator, and that's what I call him, he is going to come in and talk because he doesn't want me to give away all the secrets. He wants to tell the secrets. And I know that you will enjoy this precious being who comes in. And just consider from your heart right now, just say in your mind, encodement formulator, welcome. Those of you who can feel will feel his energy. Well, good morning to all of you. I am that you call the encodement formulator, and I hardly ever get to come in and talk through someone, so I get so excited. I really do. And it is wonderful to be here with you and to be able to express even more about encodements. Now, I realize there are some of you here and then some who will listen later that know very little about encodements. You're new to the whole thing. And there are others of you that know tremendous amounts. So I'm going to start a little bit from the basics, and I hope you don't mind that. So just a reminder, it's kind of like setting the foundation again. Everything has encodements. You have encodements. Everyone around you has encodements. The chair you're sitting on, the floor you're sitting on, whatever you're doing, the telephone that you're holding, all of them have encodements. The rocks, the minerals, the plants, the birds, the animals. Everything has encodements. There's no way that I can express this other than to say everything has encodements. Just as you know that everything has an energy field, and the encodements are the smallest energy structures. And I liken it to the term your computer operating system. You use computers, and you know that there is an operating system. If you have an Apple, you have one type of operating system. If you have a Windows format, you have another. And there's even others that are out there that you use. And that operating system lays the foundation within that amazing piece of electronics that you then run other programs on. And those other programs have to have the operating system. So your encodement system is the operating system. You may not be aware of this, but what happened before you incarnated, when you were in the fullness of your soul self, when you and your soul self were one, and not the division which is illusion, by the way, not the division that you experience now, is you were working for yourself at formulating, just like I do, formulating how you want this lifetime to be. Now, you follow your life by taking into account what you have learned in your particular lifetime that you are in now. You may take what you experienced when you were a teenager or an infant, or even last week, and that may change and modify your behavior, your expectations, that sort of thing. When you are, I'm going to say, imagine that you are standing in front of a screen, and in that screen, you are able very easily to move backward, and I'm putting backward in quotes because it isn't really backward, or forward, again, forward in quotes, in time to various lifetimes. So here you are standing in front of that screen and going, well, this is what I've already experienced. This is what I have chosen to experience and what I've chosen to learn. And then you move forward and say, and this is what I have actually done in the future. Did you notice that? I have actually done in the future. So the future is now, the present is now, and the past is now. Now, as you are looking at how you want this particular lifetime to fit in to everything else, some people call it the Akashic Records. When you figure out how you want to do, you say, okay, I'm going to choose this particular body. Now look at your body. Those of you who are upset with your body, you chose that. You chose that amazing piece of physicality to live this life in. No, you consciously chose it. Don't say you did not. You consciously chose that. Enjoy that. Enjoy that physicality. I've never been in the physical. It must be an amazing experience. But I digress. I digress. You can tell I get excited, don't you? So you chose what you wanted to experience. You chose the souls you were going to interact with. Who are your best friends right now? Those souls, before they incarnated, were agreeing to work and be with you in a particular way. Who were the ones, just think of it, who are the ones you have had the most conflict with? Could be family members, that happens a lot, right? Could be somebody at work. Could be some bully on the playground. Those are souls that you made a contract with to experience something in this lifetime. Now, I'm going to call it on the other side. So when you are in the fullness of your soul self, you have your own friends there. That may seem kind of strange in the oneness of it all, but you have not only soul groups, just like you have a family, you have a soul group that works together, but you also have acquaintances and friends outside of your soul group, just like you do outside of your family here. Some of those are coming, incarnating with you, but you jointly made the decision to not experience each other in the closeness that you have now, or you decided to play the counterpart to each other, the villain if you were, the antagonist if you were. All of this requires a change in your energy structure, because as your soul self, as the essence of your soul, you are an infinite being, and you came down into this incarnation to play, and I'm putting that in quotes, to play, to experience, even to have the illusion of learning. I think I'll use the word expanding, to expand in a particular way. So even if in one lifetime you played, oh, what shall I call it? Oh, let's say that you were a stonemason. This one that I get to come through today, she was actually a stonemason that worked on the Chartres Cathedral when it was being built. Isn't that amazing? She got in touch with that when she was there. But she did not bring into this lifetime the encodements to be a stonemason. She did, however, bring in encodements that had to do with artistry. And being a stonemason is an art. Not just those that go in and slap little mortar on bricks and things and shove it in there without considering it an art. But those who actually form wonderful structures with all of the energy and pleasure and delight, those are artists, even if it may not look like that to you. So she made that decision in her soul self of what to bring in. There are people that are in this lifetime that she made the decision to not know in the essence of themselves. All of this requires a program. I use program because of the computer aspect. All of this requires that. There are people that she, souls are the people, that she did not want to, or it was not included in this lifetime for her to recognize. So there is an actual encodement structure within her and within the other that they not recognize each other. Have you ever had that experience where you are standing in line, and it could be with the checker at the grocery store, and you feel this delightful connection with each other? Well, that is your recognition of someone that you know and love dearly on the other side. And you may never see each other again. You may have planned this. You may have said, well, we're not going to be seeing each other, but how about if we just have a moment where it's like, I know you. I know you. You know those times that you're maybe in the mall or in the grocery store and you're walking along and you start to say something to someone because you recognize them, and then you look at them again and you say, wait a minute, I don't know them. You first recognize them from the essence of who you are. Now, this veil, let me call it the veil, this veil was stronger earlier in your life. It is getting more and more transparent now that you are into the Aquarian age, where you are resonating and recognizing the true essence of those that are surrounding you. You will have many more experiences of where you say, ah, don't I know that person? And you look at him and you go, no, I've never met them before. But what you are recognizing is their soul essence. That is what is happening. Now, when Amma gave the information for that first book that you all have, she gave you some basic foundations. And those of you who have been participating in what is known as the encodement intensives have been getting updated information. And I want to talk about that structure. Because not only are you in this lifetime in the third dimension aspect, you know, most of you know, that you are changing in your vibration. As your vibration changes, your encodement structure changes. Many of you are aware that you have been given the suggestion to each day, at the end of your day, or you could do it at any time, it doesn't matter, but to ask that your encodement system be harmonized to the incoming energies. Now, yesterday this one was guiding someone through a very intensive encodement session. Section having to do with the loss of her father and all the complexities involved. And so as they did their work in this half-hour session, they did work that would require previously maybe an hour and a half, because it took time for all the changes to make. But as you grow and develop, you don't need as much time. And again, I digressed. But what happened was that she became aware and worked with someone in working with encodements in a very different way. And that is part of what I want to talk about. You know that you're a multidimensional. very much a multidimensional being. This means that you are not only someone living in this, I'm going to call it pseudo third dimension because things are changing right now, but what you ordinarily would call a third dimensional world. But the veil is thinning to where you are beginning to realize that all of you in this, on this call, and all of you who are going to be listening to this call later, you actually have an aspect of your soul energy incarnated on another dimension. That's multidimensional, right? In addition to that, you have influences which you made a choice when you were looking at everything before you incarnated to have influences from your quote-unquote past lifetimes and quote-unquote your future lifetimes affecting this particular lifetime. So that is another dimension. In addition, and I'm going to call this dimensional, in addition, just like you have your nuclear family, the family you were, oh, maybe not necessarily born into, but the family you were raised in, you have that family, and then you branched out to friends, and then you formed your own nuclear family by, many of you, by marriage, having children, but then you have cousins and aunts and uncles, and you can kind of see the concentric circles where you go further and further out. Well, in the multidimensionality of yourself, you have your soul family, that's you and 11 other beings, and then each soul family, the 12 beings that are there, belong to what is called a monad. And that is 11 other soul families. So there's 144 beings that are there. Then those monads, those 144 beings, they are connected to another grouping of 12. And then that is connected to another grouping of 12. And that is connected to another grouping of 12. So there can be influences from each of those connections that are filtering down to your energy now. Many of you, not all of you, where I've said all of you on this call in certain ways, but many of you also have agreed to assist those in your soul family and some of you in your monadic family to release low vibration energies, to work through some difficult karma. There really is no such thing as karma, but that's not the place for this conversation. But just karma is a good enough word, let's just put it that way, to release that karma that comes from other lifetimes and other relationships with them. There are encodements that come through that. Then another dimensionality. All of you are star people, star seeds, if you would. You were from other planets, other galaxies. Some of you are so different. You know, those of you who feel like you don't ever fit in, you may even look kind of funny or you think this is the strangest place you've ever been in your life. That is because you're used to another energy. Well, you can have influences coming from that other energy, intergalactic influences. So, for instance, this one, and she says, Amma does this, and so I'm going to do it too, telling some of the secrets that she, not really secrets, but she doesn't really talk about, is that she is a member of, let's call it the Ashtar Command, and she is a commander in the Ashtar Command. Those of you who have met her before physically know that she is rather short, just under 5'2", and she likes to inform people she's 5'1¾". And so that is rather short, but she has always felt tall. And it's always been a surprise to her that she can't always, she has to have a step stool to get up on certain things. That is because in her role, in the essence of herself as a member of the Ashtar Command, which is the Galactic Command, she is 7.5 feet tall. So when you have an energy that is like 7.5 feet, but you're in a body that's just under 5'2", it's kind of a conundrum of how to handle things. She's managed it after 61 years, but still, that is what happens. So you have these galactic influences. Those of you who are working with groups of people regularly, who, for instance, teach, do meditation, do yoga, do channeling. There are those of you here who do your own channeling. You are most likely members of the Galactic Command, and you have responsibilities on the other side. The energies that come from encodements can also affect you here. So what is happening as a member of the Galactic Command, as a member of the Ashtar Command, you can acquire encodements there that resonate here in your humanity. Interesting, isn't it? So you see how it is much more complex. Now, natural encodements and artificial encodements. This is very simple. Natural encodements are the encodements that we, the encodement formulator and technicians, placed within your structure. Now, most of them, 95 to 99%, depending upon the person, were placed within you before you incarnated. Now, many of you who have been doing encodement work and been asking to change belief systems, to change the way your energy works with abundance energy, to change how your body is working, to change relationships, you have asked us to develop other encodements for beliefs, other encodements for even developing a new way of being in this lifetime. We develop those encodements. You asked for them. We develop them, and those are yours, and they are natural encodements. Okay, so anything that we developed is a natural encodement for you, okay? Now, everybody has their natural encodements. Now let's talk about projecting energy onto another. Let's say that something happened in your family, and this has happened with many people before, is a parent, for instance, had so much going on in their life when you were a child that they projected things onto you. If they didn't think they were being a good parent, they may have projected their guilt on you or their shame upon you. Those of you who were conceived before your parents got married, there was at that time tremendous amounts of shame associated with that. So the shame that your parents may have felt can get projected onto you. Their natural encodements come into you, and for you they are artificial encodements. So encodements that come from others, and remember I said everything has encodements? That means anger and fear and shame and guilt, beliefs, all of those have encodements. When it originates within you, you're creating those encodements. You project them outward to the person that they come into. They are artificial encodements. Now, you do not have to keep in mind the fine points of this. We know this, and it's just nice to have a basic understanding, correct? So natural encodements can come in from galactic forces, interdimensional forces. It can come in from other lifetimes, and those are the things that we placed within you with your permission on the soul level. We do not do anything without the purpose and agreement of your soul self. In other words, we do not experiment with you to say, oh, let's see what happens with Suzanne here if we just go ahead and do this encodement stuff. That would be contrary to our purpose. So you do not need to worry about that. What we do is not a form of magic. Some of you have had experiences where people have used magic up on you to make changes within you against your will. Energies, encodements that they develop, they send outward to you and interfere with your energy system. Some people call those curses, correct? We do not do that. We are of the highest vibration. We work together to bring to you exactly what it is that you need. Encodement, what you call technicians, are of the light and of the strongest part of the light. In other words, there is no conflict within themselves about what they are doing. So you have the technicians who work with you. And some of you may have noticed that sometimes you call in the encodement technicians, and there seem to be some other beings that come in that are really just watching. Well, now that people in the world are asking for specific encodement work, we need more encodement technicians. And so there are groups of beings who are training to be encodement technicians. So think about yourself as you have learned something. You become, you become a student, and then you are mentored by someone. You have your teacher. Then there are the masters, and then there are the ones who develop the structure. Let's go from like the engineers, the technicians, the engineers, the architects, if you would, the teachers, the masters, the students, and then there's me, who I like to call myself the formulator. And we all work together. Now, we are learning many new things and how encodements interact when you specifically ask for a change. So, for instance, if you want to change one of your beliefs, and let's say that you developed the belief and have the belief that abundance is limited, that there are only so many dollars around, that it's limited, it is not infinite, it is finite. Well, the truth is that the number of dollars that are around are finite. Abundance, however, is not finite, it is infinite. And why do I say that? Well, you come from abundance. You come from abundance. You yourself are abundance. Alma, I believe, talked about that in her last encodement intensive with you, is that she said that you are her abundance. The limitation comes when you form a belief of how abundance has to come to you. You form a belief that the only way you can have abundance, for instance, is to get a job and earn it. However, others of you have the belief that abundance flows freely to you, and you discover that not only can you have a job or have an experience or that will bring in abundance, but that people will then gift you with things, experiences, and that you have abundance in that way. So some of you who came in with the limiting belief that abundance can only be brought to you by your work have asked to have that change, that you be tapped into the energy or the matrix of abundance as infinite instead of the matrix of this planet, which is that abundance is limited. So you change that, you change your encodement system. Well, what happens in that is a very dramatic change. And then the encodement technicians and the engineers and the masters, as well as myself, we consult with each other and what all that means for your entire energy system. And the changes that occur actually occur not instantly. You will feel an instant change, but then as we notice the interactions, we continue to work with you for, oh, in your time, which, you know, we have no time, but in your time, maybe anywhere from 48 hours to 3 months. Or more, because we have no time, we just continue working. So when you say, I am going to be connected to the energy, the matrix of abundance as being infinite, within you are beliefs and encodements in every area of your life that abundance is limited, and all of those will need to be changed. Think of it as hitting a domino when you have your whole line of dominoes and hitting it, and those dominoes begin to fall. So that is what we are doing with you. Now, those of you who are participating in the Encodement Intensives, and most of you have participated in more than one, many of you have participated in all of them, you will note that the changes, it's not just that they are cumulative, they are exponential. Because what is happening is when you work in one area of your body, so for instance, the very first group Encodement Intensive was in aligning yourself to the energies of this, what you call this new age, the age of Aquarius. Well, then there was a lot of work that had to be done in the background to have you align with that, even though there were the requests that you made. And so what is happening is that each other intensive, and you've had six now altogether, each other intensive builds upon every other one. So when you align your energies to the new age, and then you work with your body, and then you work with your life path, and you work with abundance, and you work with relationship, all of that is being aligned to the energy of now, of the new age. Changes continue. You, however, are not in isolation. Who was the one in your human experience who said that no man is an island? And, of course, you know no woman is either. In fact, it's usually the women that hold up the island, do they not? So now, you do not live in isolation because you are all connected in the oneness, even though it appears at times that people are disconnected. You look at your political system, I'm talking about the United States here right now, and you have the liberals versus the conservatives, and you have them calling each other names, and you have them believing that this has to happen, and this has to happen, and this has to happen. You are living within that, and unless your heart source is strong, and you notice that this one that I was talking through, or am talking through, that she did encodement work with you at the very beginning so that your heart source becomes even stronger. Each one of those connections becomes even stronger because you have artificial encodements that come from other people and other experiences that are doing what is possible to disturb your connection to yourself. What your heart source does, and there are encodements in every part of your heart source. There are encodements in your heart hologram. There are encodements in your chakras and in your meridians and your entire aura. Anything that gets thrown off balance will throw you off balance. The stronger your heart source is, and this is why those of you who have participated in Amma's email course, you know, those of you who have participated in it and have finished, you might actually want to go and do it again because you will experience it in a much different way the second time than in the first time. In fact, this one I'm speaking through, even though it was channeled through her, is thinking that's exactly what she's going to do when she gets into Sedona, is that she's going to start the email course over again for herself and learn and experience it from that different way of looking at things. When you were a child, you looked at your parents as these all-powerful beings that ruled your life, who knew exactly what they were doing. And those of you who are parents, how often do you know exactly what you are doing? You discover that you have doubts about what you were doing. Your parents had the same doubts. So you learn things differently from your experience. Now, let me talk a little bit about the whole encodement system in the sense of your support team. Each of you have encodement technicians that have worked with you from the beginning of this particular lifetime. Now, you may think that the beginning of this lifetime was when you decided to enter the physical after you were conceived. That is not what I am speaking of. The beginning of this lifetime was when you stood in front, I'm calling it the screen, and examining all of the different things that you could experience, the different bodies you could have. Did you know you had a choice of more than one body? You could, your encodement technicians worked with you from the very beginning. Now, you had an engineer that worked with you also. There was a whole team and a master that worked with you. You had your own counsel who works with you on your soul development area and your soul expansion area. So you have a complete team that works together to bring this information to you. That is the beginning of this lifetime. Now, you have, most of you have about three technicians that come in. It's 3 to 5. Most of you have 3. When you ask for something that hasn't been specifically asked for before with your technicians, and your technicians work with more than one soul at a time, by the way, but when you ask for something different, then somebody else will come in. And then being in your humanity, and because you are an infinite being also, is that you become very creative in what you ask. So when there is something very creative going on, then there are others. There are teachers or masters that in the encodement work that bring their students. In fact, there is a huge classroom right now, all listening to what is happening in this two-hour session. What you call 2 hours, we'll see exactly what it is, right? Because we are all learning. In your humanity, most people have the mistaken notion that there is no expansion on the other side, that which you call God, be it Amma, be it Abba, that which you call God doesn't expand, and that's not true. There is continual expansion. Do you know what happens when you don't expand anymore? You cease to exist. You die. In the physical, you die. Now, it may not be the actual physical death, but you die internally. You become shriveled because you're very essence of life is to continue to expand. Look at your body and the souls. Oh, now I heard someone say, yes, they see the fat. They definitely continue to expand. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about that if your cells quit dividing, you physically will die. Your cells continue to divide. And if you allow them, your cells will continue to expand in their knowledge and wisdom and experience of what it is you want to be. So that is the overview of what it is that can often occur within this amazing encodement structure. So I would like each of you now to just ask to be introduced. Some of you have not had this experience yet. Ask for your encodement team to come. Ask them to please harmonize your encodement system to the information that you have just received. Ask that you remove, that they remove any artificial encodements which are interfering with the communication of you between you and your encodement team. And now ask that any damaged or altered natural encodements which are resulting in the interference of your communication with your encodement team, that they be repaired. Now, those of you that have not participated as of yet in the encodement intensives are not aware of what this one calls the encodement plugin. So instead of going through the step each time of please remove artificial encodements and then waiting, and then please repair damaged and altered encodements and then waiting, we now have what we call the basic encodement plugin. And basically what that is, anyway, what that is that you simply say, please use the basic encodement plugin to adjust my encodements in regards to the heart source, communication with my guides, communication with the encodement technicians, communication with my partner or my loved ones. You just ask that, and you just simply ask it, and they'll go and do it. You don't have to follow through. You don't even have to be quiet. So let's say that you are sitting there discussing something with someone, and the conversation seems to be getting heated, or you notice that you're having feelings you would rather not have. If you will internally just say, encodement technicians, will you please use the basic encodement plugin to balance whatever this is between us? They will do the work necessary. And as you work with them more and more, all you have to do is begin to formulate the idea. You might even have pop into your head, I need to use the encodement plugin, and they're already working because that is the setting of your intention. Now, I want you to know that even though this one has come up with various encodement plugins, you may come up with your own. What I mean by that is if you have a certain structure that you find yourself doing often, you're asking them, whether it be with beliefs, whether it be relationship with your partner, you could even develop your own partner plug-in if you want when you notice there's a problem. So, and remember that any plug-in you develop is always on your part. You cannot change the encodements of anyone outside of yourself. What you do is you work with the encodements of yourself that is interfering. So let's talk about the partner plug-in. I think that's a pretty good idea, and it could be with anybody that you work with. It would include removing artificial encodements. It would include repairing damaged and altered encodements. Now, what you can also add there is, please, if there are any encodements from other lifetimes, now remember, if they're from other lifetimes and they came into you, they would actually be your natural encodements that you brought in. If those encodements are no longer needed for my soul essence, for my soul journey here, would you please deactivate those? You could put that into a plug-in, and then you don't have to think another thing about it because you are an infinite being and you are in the new age, and things can happen much more quickly than they ever happened before. You do not need to spend hours in therapy to figure out what these feelings that you're having are from and how to manage them. Use the encodement plug-in or your own plug-in, that however you create it, one for beliefs. You realize, oh, I have this belief that this person is always wanting to fight with me. And this person seems to be confused because he or she doesn't understand why I have that belief, even though it seems like that person does. So then you think, maybe there's something else going on. And so you go through the basic encodement plug-in, then you ask for something regarding beliefs, as in, it is okay for others to disagree with me. So maybe the person that you're having difficulty with is Penelope. And you may develop a Penelope plug-in. That because you seem to have conflict in what it happens, whatever the belief is that's interfering with your relationship with Penelope, you may ask, including that particular belief in there. Anything from other lifetimes, you include that belief in there or that energy in there. And so you can develop your own. It is just like you can sit down and write a letter, correct? Whether you do it on the computer or you do it by hand. That's what you're doing in essence, is writing a letter. You're writing a recipe. You're writing a standard way of proceeding. You do not need to do things the way that We teach you to do it. All you need to do is be clear within yourself and be clear with us about what you want to happen. Now, some of you may ask, especially those of you who are new at this, you may say, but as I read the material, in the material it says, ask what the results would be and then decide whether or not I want those results, in other words, unintended consequences. Those of you who are doing, who have been doing encodement work for some time, know that there are times that you do feel discomfort. You know that that occurs. You feel discomfort. But then you also know what happens afterwards. And so it doesn't matter to you anymore what the short-term consequences of that is. You just want to grow and to expand. You want to have everything to shift. If you still feel the desire because you have some fear within you about what if I won't like those consequences, you can always undo them. You can undo the effects of what already happened in those times. But you can say, oh, I want to go back to where I was, and the encodement technicians will shift your encodements again. You will, however, still have the experiences of what happened before. It is very, like this one will often say, is that if you were driving drunk and you were in an automobile accident, and then you become sober, becoming sober doesn't change what happened before. I hope that makes sense for you. I hope I was clear in how I stated that. So basically, I want you to know there are natural encodements, there are artificial encodements. They come from many different places. You elected to have them within you, the natural ones. The artificial comes from places outside of yourself. And you, oh, I forgot to mention this, you can create your own artificial encodements unless you have a natural encodement to be fearful. When you go into fear and create fear, you are creating an encodement artificial to you of fear. Now, interestingly enough, the encodements within fear are natural to the fear. So in other words, when you create fear, you are creating an energy. That energy consists of encodements which determine what that energy is. Fear in this case. Fear is natural to the fear. It is not natural to you. It may take some of you a bit to wrap your mind around that. So there is a process, and you can use this as the emotion removing or the fear removing plug-in, is that you say, please remove any and all artificial encodements holding in that fear. Please balance or repair any damaged or altered natural encodements holding in that fear. Now, we can include in this a belief. So let's say that you become fearful when you go into the mall, for instance. You don't like all of those people. You go into the mall. You have a belief that says something bad is going to happen in the mall, or a belief is that I cannot protect myself from the energy of others. Whatever that belief is, come up with a different belief. You can always get the exact opposite. For instance, I am safe and protected in the mall. My heart source protects me from all the energy from other people. So then you can include within that removal of fear plug-in, you can include the belief plug-in. And the belief plug-in goes in even deeper. We may do that a little bit later, but you can nest plugins within plugins and learn how to do that. Be creative. As Amma has said, if you ask, is it possible? The answer is always yes. It is possible. It is possible. So develop your own little plugins. Have fun with that. this one that I am speaking through, yet she was talking to this other woman who happened to be in another country, by the way. And the other person said, oh, the plugins have been a lifesaver, because she hyperbolized a little bit, you understand, but have really been helpful because it doesn't take as long. You just say the belief plugin, the basic plugin, the plugin to clear the heart source, the plugin, you can even say the plugin to get me to work safely. You work on developing your own structure, your own plugins. You can even develop things on how you learn. How you learn. Now, I am going to suggest that I would be glad to answer some questions. Don't have too much time to answer questions. But if you want to ask a question, and if you don't hear yourself asking anything through your earpiece, that means you got muted, and so you need to hit *6 to get off of being muted. But does anybody have a question before I leave? So I've given you a lot of information, have I not?
I have a question.
Yes, please.
I would like to know, if you're working on your encodement system for a specific issue, like, for example, for me right now, I have been working with crying. I cry a lot, and I'm trying to figure out if it's out of balance, what do I need to clear, and it just seems to be going on and on and on, and I have found my past experience is because I'm missing some key little thing to tweak before it will all get pulled, the core, you know? I guess basically when you're still stuck, what can you do to keep moving forward and expanding into peace?
So one of the first things to ask is whether or not you have natural encodements for crying. If the answer is yes, you ask, are those encodements still necessary? Now, the one who answers whether they're necessary or not is your soul self. If your soul self says they are necessary and you still don't like to be bursting into tears at different times, you ask, what can I do to make them unnecessary? What needs to occur? And it could be healing in a certain area. It could be a change of an attitude. Who knows what that is? You just listen to your soul self. Then once you do that, whatever it is, say you need to be healed in your relationship to your father, for instance. You work on healing in that area. Now, you can go to healing in a particular modality, or you can use the soul healing prayer that this one has discussed before, or you can work in encodements that have you believing or experiencing things from your father. And then you go back and repeat that until you find what is it that leads to my reaction of crying. And sometimes it could have something to do with when you were an infant. That's how you got attention. Does that help?
Yes. Thank you.
Any more? You're welcome. Any more questions? I want to thank you for allowing me to come in this way and to visit with you. So I am now going to step out of the way and let you have this one you call Kathy back. Thank you again. This is Kathy. So did y'all enjoy the encodement formulator?
Fantastic.
He has a lot of energy, doesn't he?
Yeah, great.